USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. At least 9 people were shot Saturday night in a high-traffic area of Philadelphia. Philly police say a group of men exited a black vehicle and opened fire, striking multiple victims outside a bar. 5 of those victims were critically injured. Philly PD Deputy Commissioner John Stanford said this was a bold attack in a busy area.
We have some brazen individuals in this city that don't care. They don't care how many police officers are out here, and some of them don't care in terms of how many people are out here.
Another shooting, this time in Texas. A police officer in Texas was shot at a training exercise at which there were not supposed to be live rounds. That's about all police in Sansom Park, Texas, are saying right now, pending an investigation, except that the training was being run by an outside agency and that the officer has been upgraded from critical to stable condition. She's expected to survive. Here's Everman Police Chief Craig Spencer.
The officer was shot with a live round, but that's what we don't know how that happened.
Hurricane Ian left dangerous, even deadly mold inside Florida homes that finding from an expert out of Fort Myers. iMold restoration owner Brian Bland says he's getting 1,000 calls a day from homeowners whose houses may look fine but have mold behind walls and under floorboards. Bland says insurance companies have been pushing back against the expensive restoration needed.
It's Category 3 water, high nutrient and high fecal matter, high bacteria, lots of mold spores in it, from where it was spinning and picking it up. Picking up chemicals, picking up the muck in the bottom of the canal, and kind of dropping it in through our roofs, pushing it through our windows, or flood surging into our homes.
This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Although midterm elections are happening on Tuesday, there's already talk about the 2024 presidential contest. Advisors to former President Donald Trump said that he is considering announcing his run for the White House this month. Republican Governor Chris Sununu said on Face the Nation, the timing may not work in his favor. President Trump has denied losing the 2020 election, and several candidates are using that platform as part of their runs for office on Tuesday.
Announcing you're going to run for office between an election and Christmas is a terrible idea, because one thing I can say for America is we're all going to be really happy one way or the other that the election is over come Tuesday, and everyone's going to want to take a breath and reengage with their families and deal with some really serious issues.
Diesel fuel has been costing more than gasoline for quite some time, and soon it may start costing even more.
Major fuel companies are sounding the alarm of an upcoming diesel fuel shortage that could soon impact your wallet. The United States is down to a 20 to 25 day supply of diesel fuel. Typically, that number is closer to 35 or 40. Rick Todd is the president and CEO of SC Trucking Association. He tells Fox and Friends, first, this isn't a good situation for the trucking industry.
There's no way any company can absorb cost increases like this, and any business that can't pass on their costs isn't going to stay in business for very long.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
O'Reilly. See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.